So let's hear about your 51-year-old man with a BRCA germline mutation.
So this was an unfortunate guy who came to see me for a second opinion because his father was also being treated for metastatic pancreatic cancer. And looking back into the family history, there were other members of the family with pancreatic cancer. So he was tested for the BRCA2 mutation and he was positive for it. But he came to me in miserable shape because he had biliary obstruction. That's how he presented, actually. And he also had liver metastases. And it took our people a long time to try to control the jaundice. He needed to have, he still has external drains, one in each bile duct. And that was the best way. Even then, he did not really have a complete resolution of the bilirubin, let alone the liver function tests. So with the knowledge of BRCA2 mutation, he certainly didn't qualify for a clinical trial because of the liver function test being still abnormal. And his performance status was 2 to 3, and he had also a lot of pain. I decided on this patient to start on gemcitabine and cisplatin. Now, why did I choose these two drugs? Because, number one, his liver function test, so I couldn't go into drugs that would be affected by it. But most importantly, I wanted to give him a platinum compound. And I have a sort of a belief that in a situation like this where I want real DNA damage, I might be old-fashioned, I wanted to use cisplatin. So instead of doing gemcitabine oxaliplatin or doing FOLFOX, I decided to do gemcitabine cisplatin because there is some evidence for this combination. And I started him on that. Liver function tests will not be a factor in toxicity with this regimen. And within a couple of weeks, when he came back to see me, he was doing very well. He was much better, the pain was much less, the jaundice was less, so part of it was probably related to the liver metastases, and he was gaining weight. So a very dramatic response in someone who has BRCA2 mutations. Now, we can always make the argument it would have been possible also if he didn't have the BRCA2 mutations, but that was my approach. I was hoping maybe that I can even consider adding a PARP inhibitor to his regimen, but at this time, trying to get a PARP inhibitor, I need to do some legwork to try to get it on compassionate use basis because I don't know if it's going to be covered by the insurance. But to me, that's really something I will be able to use hopefully in the future if I need to use it when he gets disease progression.